Tommy's Tavern.
All right, you got Fraze with you. Fire away at him.
I do. Well, whilst we're speaking to Mitch, Fraze, what did you make of his performance today and general him as a footballer since your time here at Grosvenor?
I thought Mitch, he's got some real X factor, so he's a bit of brilliance there in the end with the last quarter goal when the Lara had sort of come at us to sort of, not ice it, but sort of put the game back in our direction. But he's been a really handy player for us. As I said, he's got some real X factor. He knows how to find the footy. The good thing about it, he can run all day and he's so strong overhead. And obviously makes him a really hard matchup. You know, if you match him in the air, he gets you on the ground. If you try and match him on the ground, he obviously gets you in the air. So very elusive, and he's certainly been plays that third tall forward, small forward. He's pretty flexible.
How do you assess today? We spoke to Nathan Deans at three-quarter time and fair to say he wasn't too happy with the drop-off in the third term. How do you assess today overall?
Yeah, full credit to Lara. I thought they were fantastic today. They certainly dictated the game to us, and we probably didn't respond the way we would have liked, and they got the game on their terms, and it was a pretty scrappy encounter at the end. In for the day, actually, it was just a scrappy game, and I probably liked at the end there where we actually showed a bit of composure when Lara came at us in that last quarter. And I suppose we've had a really good start to the year where we've had a lot of momentum and everything's been on our terms, so we can't play perfect footy every week, and sometimes you've got to grind out those ugly wins, and today was one of those wins. And if I look back a couple of years, we probably get rolled playing like that, so it's probably part of that learning curve for us, and we'll certainly go away and we'll coach the guys pretty hard on today. But look, we got away with a win, and it was certainly an ugly win, but it was a win, and we'll put the 4 points in the bank.
Braze, do you not dig too deep because of the situation surrounding the game in terms of the break and the like, that, you know, sometimes you just have to get through a game like this? It's, you know, a unique scenario that we're in.
Yeah, I'll look at, there's a fine line there. You don't want to go too hard, because at the end of the day, you're not going to play 18 perfect games of footy and win 18 games. That's just impossible, not going to happen. Good footy teams, you know, they find a way in those situations when they're not playing near their best. So that was probably one of those days for us. And we'll certainly dig around in there and find some obvious stuff out, but I don't think we'll be going too hard. It was, you know, partly probably one of those days and just one of those games, and the skill level was pretty ordinary. And I suppose we just found a way to win. That's the most important thing.
How'd you rate Harrison White's performance off halfback?
Sorry, mate, I lost you then.
How'd you rate Harrison White's performance off halfback?
Yeah, I liked it. He gave us a bit of run. We released him later in the game. I thought he did a nice job on little number three there, O'Meara. So I thought he did quite a good job. Kept him reasonably quiet and gave us a little bit of run. Probably would have liked to see him use the footy a little bit more, a little bit better, sorry. But I thought he was good, and he gave us a bit of run in the last quarter and certainly hit some targets.
K-Rock's own, how is he? What's wrong with the thigh or the hamstring?
Just a very minor corky, I think, guys. So
that's good to hear.
That's a lot of tape for a very minor corky.
He's got a big leg, Tom. He's got a big leg. He looked okay and he kicked four. I said to Mitch Fraze that Cam Delaney was really good today too.
Yeah, no, look, Cam and him are starting to really work well together. They've sort of now played seven games together, and bit of cohesion there that wasn't probably there early, and you can see now that Cam's certainly having an influence on the way Tom's playing, and they're working well together. Full credit today to Lara. They got some numbers in front of them, and the delivery wasn't great, but, you know, probably one of the harder days at the office for Tom, and he still kicked four. Cam's done his little bit there, so at the end of the day, we know they're both good footballers. They're not going to always have it their way, and you've got to work a bit harder on days like today.
We don't know what the fixture's going to look like beyond next week. It sounds like there might be some rejigging done to try and get everybody playing everybody once before we roll into the second part of the season, Fraze. But you do know you're going to Colac next week. How quickly does that attention turn to the other Tigers?
I'll probably have a beer tonight, and then I'd say it'll be a bit of a review tomorrow night. Send some notes off for the edits on Tuesday, and we'll probably start to have a look at that Monday night and have a look how they've gone today, watch a bit of vision, have a look at who might be coming in, who they're going to lose, all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, we'll start that sort of Monday night and a bit of work on Tuesday night.
A bit easier when you know you've got some certainty that you actually, you know, barring a catastrophe, you're playing footy next week and it's going to be relatively normal.
Yeah, it was really difficult during that period. Like, even how hard do you train the boys? You didn't know if you were playing. Do you have a harder night on a Thursday because you weren't playing on Saturday? But we sort of weren't finding out till late in the week. So that sort of made it hard from a coaching point of view, because you wanted to train a bit harder if you didn't play on the Saturday, but you didn't want to cook them if we were playing Saturday. So that sort of made it really challenging from a coaching and a preparation point of view for each weekend.
You're 6-1. History says in the GFL, if you start 6-1, and now that we're a 16-round season, you play finals. I suspect that the F word probably doesn't get bandied around outside the four walls of Grovedale, if not inside them at all.
We'll hope to rehab, Kingy. Train well Tuesday. Train till Thursday and roll into Colac next week.
Take the lid off, Daniel. Take it off.
Hey, we've got a couple of great stories. I'm not sure whether you've caught up with the results, but Geelong West has beaten Newtown today. So right now, you've lost that game to West, but you're probably looking on reflection now, go, gee, West have been franking their form in recent weeks.
Yeah, well, mate, they were really impressive against us in round two. So and they're sort of similar. They're coming from a sort of similar area where we come in 2019, same position on the ladder, a young list. So full credit to Greg and Geelong West. But I haven't heard any scores from other games. But if that's the case, well done to Geelong West. That's a great win. Was that at West or at Newtown?
It was at West.
Mate, fantastic effort by them. And I think it's really a full credit to Geelong West to put the work in. And well done to them. But, yeah, that's certainly a bit of an upset, I reckon.
Yeah, Joey's beat Leopold. St Mary's have beaten Bell Park. Colac's beaten North Shore. And there's one more result that I haven't been able to give you off the top of my head.
South Bar's
beaten St Albans. Yeah. So we've got an interesting ladder taking shape. So you approach the halfway mark next week, Fraze. We really appreciate your time. Thank you for your support of our broadcast again today. Great to come out to Grovedale. You're our first double up this year, and we've got a really good game of footy. Appreciate your time, the Savo.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us, and well done on the call today, and hopefully we'll see you shortly.
Look forward to it. Daniel Fraser joining us
there. Is that your son then, Daniel? Just jumped in?
Yes, I think he just wanted to...
Knock him in the head, will you, for me?
I think he wants a bit of media time, so he's got his moment in the sun there, I think.
He got it, didn't he?
Is Tom Gillett his new hero?
Are you talking to Ryan then?
Yeah.
Or you? They want to know if Tom Gillett's your new hero.
Oh, yeah, better than my dad.
Oh, jeez.
Let's hopefully take that off the edits, Kingy. Yeah.
Hey, Fraze, he needs another ball in the head, I reckon.
I think that might happen on the way home tonight. Yeah.
Good to talk, Fraze. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Daniel Fraser joining us there in the fifth quarter. Mammy's Tavern.